our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
How many are there?
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we are awesome.
In addition to us being awesome, we have guests. Podcast
guests with two S's.
Two recurring guests. One recurring guest from 3 years ago. One recurring guest from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, because.
All right, guests, introduce yourselves.
Yeah.
I'm Gully.
I'm Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Amanda is my twin sister. Hi. Apologies in advance. You will not be able to tell our voices apart, almost certainly.
You guys talk differently.
Well, we're sitting separate, different amounts away from the microphones.
So it might not make that much difference, though. Really, she's just pretending to be two people. It's just one.
Yeah,
it's just her pretending to be
I'm
two people.
I'm somehow talking over myself.
Very talented. Talk differently.
We do. It's true.
But we have the same voice, sorry.
It's a little different. Just the way that you talk is different. But when you two are together, it's just like...
Well, and we each recognize each other's references like almost 100% Venn diagram, so...
Yeah. And it goes faster and faster and faster.
It does, yeah. It goes real fast.
It's like a feedback loop.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Like if we're in the other room.
So anyway, we have a lot of things on the agenda today.
We have a few lot of things on the agenda
today. Holly just made us all a lovely dinner of spaghetti.
It's not... It was fettuccine Alfredo, but Adam prefers to call all pasta spaghetti.
Yeah, if it's long, if it's a string, it's spaghetti.
Is everything else just like macaroni?
Yeah.
Everything else is macaroni.
Macaroni isn't spaghetti.
And then ravioli is its own thing or something?
Yeah, if it's got a filling, that's...
Spaghetti's not flat.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
It is if you're Adam.
I mean, it's a little flat when I make it, because like... I don't have an extruder, I just have a cutter. Mm. So it's going to be a little flat.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't make pasta.
All right. So.
I'm sorry, did you say you don't?
I don't make pasta.
I thought you said you don't eat pasta. I was like, I'm very certain I just watched you eat pasta.
So we have a lot of snacks this week.
We do.
Can I have.
But we just ate
your sodas.
Yeah, you can have one.
Yeah.
Soda. First snack is a soda. What kind of soda is it?
Diet Dr. Pepper. Three of us have been drinking it. You are not, and that is fine.
Because he's not drinking sugar. Yeah. But this isn't
sugar. It's not sugar.
No, because it'll make me want regular sugar.
That's true. That's not a lie.
I don't want to drink any sugary things. I had a butterscotch crimpet this morning.
I've had two butterscotch crimpets yeah. so far.
And there was one left in the box when I got home.
Yeah, because my sister had one, and then I had one. And then we shared one last night.
Oh, that's
so
right.
That's how math works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were so many that were missing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, props to Shane for sending us that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you, our other listener who's not present in the room.
Yeah, the other listener.
No, that's bad. We have other listeners.
We do. We have a lot. We
just don't know about any of them.
Yeah, we don't know about any of you because you don't send us messages or at reply us on Twitter.
They just talk to us in person.
Facebook.com/ahapodcast, ahapodcast.com, ahapodcast@gmail.com. You guys don't do anything. Your
voice is
heard.
Are you getting mad at your listeners right now?
Hey, listener shaming.
Hashtag listener shaming.
I just realized that I was staring at the microphone the whole time, like they'd be able to see me looking at them.
Listen, you. Listen, you listeners. I'm waiting. This is what you do. This is what you do. Do it right. Active listen.
Yeah, active listening. Verbal head nods.
So,
anyway.
So our first snack is Diet Dr. Pepper. Tell me about it.
Let me see. I haven't had it in a long time, so we'll see. Very fizzy.
Yeah.
Very fizzy. Like, fizzier than regular Dr. Pepper.
It is. It's more carbonated.
They're probably trying to make up for something.
Sugar.
Nice fake sugar aftertaste. Mm. What is it? What's the fake sugar in this one?
Aspartame.
Dr. Pepper
is in a white bottle with brownish red lettering.
Is it just aspartame?
Or like a thing, and it says Dr. Pepper diet.
Yeah. Nothing in it. 85 grams of sodium. Negligible everything else.
I like when they have the diet cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
it's all right. This is all right.
Mm-hmm.
This is all right.
Okay. There you go. Snack number one. Down. Boom. What's snack number two? Bring it on.
Wait, are we starting with snacks right now?
Oh, that's all we got.
That's all we have.
And a game.
I have a game, but we're saving that for later.
Adam, I walked in the door today, and you said, I have a game for us. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Right. And I was really confused.
So in preparation for snacks, I went to the Asian market. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I got one other time that I went there is this really freaking weird beef jerky.
What is that?
It's Chinese brand beef jerky. It's beef jerky that's got this weird, like... It says Chinese brand beef jerky.
Does it
at the
really?
Top. Yeah, it does.
The Cantonese is not.
Yeah, it's Chinese brand.
And it's got this weird, like, powdery.
It looks like
thing
that jerky,
it looks like jerky
chew that they sell.
Yeah, yeah. But it was in, like, a can.
Only it's also not just that. I'm going to go get a paper towel so that
only
you guys
don't have
to. Only
it looks slightly more like marijuana.
It looks a little like marijuana.
It's not green enough.
More than that other stuff does, the jerky chew, which just looks like beef jerky. They shred it up.
Oh, yeah.
This is looks dry.
It's like powdered
it's
beef
very
jerky.
Dry. That's
looks like sawdust.
Weird.
Yeah, sawdust is correct.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like, like glopped up sawdust.
This has beef, sugar, soy sauce.
Oh, can't
you
can't
eat
it.
Everything has sugar. It's not a dessert.
Wine, salt, MSG.
MSG!
Spices! Yeah.
Flavor enhancer!
So I got off the hook earlier today.
Did you?
Someone offered me a ghost pepper gumball.
Oh, yeah, man!
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat sugar.
It has
that's
sugar in it.
Definitely what he
that's
said.
Amazing.
It was actually, he's right.
Oh, it's like...
So it's like kind of long strands of beef jerky, only also has the
it
weird powder
like
on the outside.
You could right, spin it into yarn.
Ooh.
Like, it looks like raw...
All right.
Like,
everybody grab a piece.
Oh, it's denser than you'd think. Oh, it's heavy.
It's like actual pieces of beef jerky just with
what
this
the
weird
fuck?
Hovering on it. I've had it before. There's also a curry flavor.
It's not bad.
No.
It's just weird.
It's fuzzy beef jerky.
It's furry beef jerky.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like once the fur gets wet, it just kind of tastes like beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's mm-hmm. drier than...
I give it 7 out of 10.
I'm gonna go 6 out of 10 because I really like beef jerky.
Yeah. You're a beef jerky connoisseur?
No, I just like it. I made beef jerky. Remember when I made beef jerky like 2 weeks ago?
It was awesome.
It wasn't. There was no salt in it.
Yeah. Well, next time you make it, when you make it again.
Yeah, I'm not
awesome.
Gonna make that one again.
$1.99 at the Asian American market.
All
right. Oh, we're moving on to the next one.
Chinese
Belly,
brand beef jerky.
6 out of 10. It wouldn't sway me from the regular beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah. I'd eat regular first, unless it's just way cheaper.
I like this because it's more.
No, it's $1.99. Like,
oh, it's
super
like
cheap. It's about the same price
as
the
expensive, if not
really.
A little tiny bit
fuzzy.
More.
Fuzzy. I like it.
I'll keep eating it, though.
I will. It's
all right.
Interesting.
So snack number two.
Three.
Snack number next is Smarties. And it's not the American Smarties. American Smarties are little sugar, pressed sugar candies.
They're
that
awesome.
You can chew and they break up and you can break them up and make them look
you
like
you can snort them
cocaine.
If you're in high school.
And get maggots in your nose.
Maggots
yep.
in your nose.
What these are is these are the international Smarties. It's basically Smarties in almost every other country. And they're a lot like M&M's.
Or they're like big M&M's.
They're kind of like big M&M's with almost a flavor of like a Sixlet.
Well, I like Sixlets.
And they're good. These are good. I've had them.
They're really good.
Right.
They have.
I have to have it even though
the
it's
flavor,
candy.
Much like a Sixlet,
ooh,
has
ones.
Almost like a... Like a citrusy
yeah, like
tone
the,
right when you eat
the
it.
The outer tastes a little like orange.
It's just like a Sixlet.
Yeah. It's like a big M&M.
Mm-hmm. I like them better than Sixlets. I don't know why.
They are sweeter.
It even says best taste ever on
mm-hmm.
the box.
The thing about Sixlets is that I think the chocolate they use for it has a really high fat content. They just kind of taste oily.
Yeah.
I would like to describe the container this is in.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
It's hexagonal. It's like a hexagonal tube.
I've dropped my Smarties.
And it says Smarties in big happy letters.
It's very colorful.
And it also says best taste ever in a little banner across the front.
Emergency.
It says on the front too.
Guys,
she's dropped her Smarties.
Best taste ever inside.
Mm. It's made by Nestle.
Well, I guess that one's just gone now.
That'll be a hidden treat for later.
Yeah.
We'll find it when we find the remote.
Yeah, it's a cute little package. It's weird to try to figure out how many calories are in it because the packaging for international doesn't give you by the package.
Yeah, it does. For half a tube.
You
just double it.
Woman. In the U.S., if you look at the front of a lot of things, it'll show you the total number of calories in the package. On the front of this, where it says calories, it gives you, like, per gram.
No,
it
doesn't.
Yes,
per half a tube.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's per half a tube.
It's like she's arguing with herself.
I hate you so much. Stop your talking.
Stop being right all the time, Holly.
They might have not said that before.
It's just weird. It's harder to understand. Plus, what I think is really cool is that
like
it gives you per 100 grams and per half tube.
Yeah, I like that it gives
the beef jerky is quite good.
I like that it gives it in kcals like every other country does, because that's a more accurate representation.
But I can't figure out how many grams are actually in this package.
You know, some.
That's probably funny. Because it gives you per 100 grams, and then it gives you per half tube.
Snack number three, what are we thinking? I'm thinking 7.5.
I'd actually buy some of those.
Yeah, I have.
They're harder to find.
I like the container.
I don't think they sell them anywhere in Grand Forks.
Yeah, I've only found them in the Asian American market in Fargo, so. Mm.
Got them all over in Canada. All
right.
Of course they do.
Snack number four. What do we got?
Are we done with snack numbers 2 and 3?
I think so.
We're still having them. Like, yeah.
I see.
Still good. Like, I'm still having the jerky.
Like, we didn't just eat an entire meal together.
So this is the final snack that I have purchased yesterday.
Yeah!
Oh. What it is I didn't really know it existed until my sister turned me on to this YouTube channel. What is it? Emmy
Made in Japan.
Emmy Made in Japan.
She likes grape that tastes like grape.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they have, it's like a Concord grape flavor in Japan.
Oh, it's grape. We got to eat grape.
So we're going to try some grape haichus. And by try some grape haichus, I mean I've eaten them already today.
I'm so very excited about eating actual grape flavor grape.
It's super delicious. It's not the American grape
flavor. No, this is like Bubblicious, like, well, it's better than that.
It's a Concord grape. It's not real grape, but it's not. It's like a grape juice type of grape flavor.
Well, when you like,
it tastes more like grapes.
I haven't eaten it, but you can smell it, and that's what it takes me back to. Like, you know, the old school, like Bubblicious, not Bubblicious, but
Bubble Yum.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? And you smell it, and that's what it smells like.
It tastes like grapes.
The texture of this is different than you'd expect, because it looks it's going to be like a Starburst.
It's almost like bubble gum.
It's more tacky than Starburst.
Yeah, it's chewier. It takes longer to chew through.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
Starburst
good.
Starburst is gone in like 10 seconds.
I give it 13 out of 10. That's so much sugar in that thing.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar. I've also eaten like a package and a half of these in the last day, and there's how many in a package?
I hope none of our other snacks have sugar, because I hit my limit.
I'm done with it.
We have two more. We have two more snacks.
We have more snacks?
Yeah.
You hit one.
We have pizza and butterscotch crimpets.
The crimpets are not coming out.
Mm-mm. Oh, we're skipping the crimpets.
No, butterscotch crimpets. I have to save those, because that's the last butterscotch crimpets I'm going to have for a long time.
Verdict. A million good. You can have half that package. I will have half.
I came home, and there was only one left, and I had to hide it.
Because you already had two packages.
Oh, my God. Can we not have this fight?
No,
I'm not fighting. I was just concerned.
I'm declaring that I get half of what's left.
You don't even understand.
Eminent domain or something.
But I
pay the bills!
It's like guys are married or something.
I know, right?
Like, I think you both pay the bills, though.
Huh?
Nothing.
No, I really do pay the bills, though.
Yeah, because, you know, you put all the numbers in.
I do.
Anyway, so you have access to all
the
bank accounts.
Except the electricity bill that we didn't realize we hadn't paid, and then they almost shut off our electricity.
Yeah, we got an email or a letter, like, we're going to shut off your electricity.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Did we?
Mm-mm.
No,
I got a text about it.
Yeah, we got an email.
No,
we got
a letter
in the mail that was like, hey, you have like a week to pay us, or we're going to shut off your electricity. We're like, what? It turns out that we'd been on auto pay with them, but they weren't doing that anymore or something. We can't find the option anywhere on the website, so we hadn't paid our electricity bill since January.
It was set on auto pay, but they turned stopped doing auto
why
pay.
Why I don't feel sorry for you, even the littlest of bits.
Huh? Mm.
Yeah. You should have checked your bill.
Yeah. Really?
Well, that and Adam gets an email every month saying, you owe this much money, and he just assumed that it was getting paid.
Seeing like hundreds of dollars more than usual, you probably should notice.
Didn't see it. Didn't look at the email.
I have the same people on
You didn't
auto
look
pay.
At the email.
Yeah,
see?
I don't know what happened. We were on auto pay. We are not on auto pay.
It was turds.
But I haven't gotten a note saying.
You better check your,
I'm
checking.
But we looked all over on the website. Can't find any place for auto pay. So
anyway,
they just hate us.
So that's our news about our electricity being shut off.
What's our
next snack?
We paid it that day.
Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
I need to stop eating this beef jerky.
So we put it in the
fridge.
There's
none left.
There's none left. Yeah, that's gone.
Good.
I have the last.
We put it in the fridge somehow.
I found a fruit fly on it, and I felt weird about it.
Was that the dessert pizza?
No, it's Snap's pizza. Pizza. PITZA.
Who wants crust? Who likes crust?
You like crust.
I love crust.
Yeah, you like crust.
Does anybody not like crust?
I like middle pieces.
I don't care.
There you go, Gully.
What?
It's cold. Be careful.
It should be room temperature, but I didn't take it out of the fridge soon enough.
It's a room temperature
one? It's shelf stable.
It's shelf stable. It's the
They
weirdest
sell it
thing.
On the shelf.
Right. Do they really?
Like at gas stations around.
Holly, do you want a middle piece or an end piece?
I'll take a middle piece. They've talked about Snap's Pizza on the podcast before when they went out to the East Coast and visited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the way this pizza is set up, it's probably about 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches square.
Yep.
And about, I'd say...
Three quarters of an inch thick.
3/4 of an inch thick. And it's about half...
it's two-thirds bread.
Two-thirds bread and a little bit of sauce and a tiny bit of cheese on top.
Yeah, like a sprinkling, the essence of cheese.
And the cheese looks real weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells
like vomit.
It's like mozzarella. It smells like vomit. It might taste a little like vomit. Why am I eating this?
No, you're going to eat it. It's good.
But you just told me it tastes like vomit.
It's a little like vomit, but, you know,
a little like vomit.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it's a good kind of vomit.
Yeah.
It's like the vomit going now, not coming back up.
Yeah. What?
The vomit going down is not how I describe anything I want to eat.
It's called food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so a little aftertaste of vomit, but, yeah, this is something you eat as a snack.
Mm-hmm.
It's just room temperature. You just eat it. It's not really a meal, guys. Just fucking take a bite.
It's not. I have. It's not that good.
It's fine. It's better when it's not cold and a week old. It's probably a week old by now.
That's why I'm giving it a 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it like a 3. I don't think I'd ever choose to eat
it. It was better the last time I had it.
It was fresher, cold. Probably.
It was probably room temperature.
It was fresh, also.
It's supposed to be at room temperature.
Yeah.
I mean, not a week old.
I'm going to go ahead and say it does taste more like vomit at room temperature, so.
This is the best food ever invented.
Jimmy Dogs are the best food ever invented.
Oh, Jimmy Dogs.
What are Jimmy Dogs?
They're hot dogs.
They're just cheap-ass hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. But they put, like, chili on them. No, you just get it normal. It's chili, mustard, and onions. And that's it.
Sounds good to me. And they only take cash.
And they're, like, 30 cents.
Yeah, they're so cheap. But it's at a restaurant in Hazleton.
I'm trying to think of any crappy good food that I know.
There's not much here.
Mm-mm. No, it'd be in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
There's this one, like, dive restaurant that's, like, basically meat and a pita. And, it smells okay, but, like, when you bite it and you use their, like, they have, like a seasoning, it's really good. And that's literally, like, $3, and you just throw, you know, basically throw it at them.
Go, you're not under any obligation to finish this if you don't
want it. If you don't want it, you can put it back, and I'll eat it later.
Don't put it back.
Well, set it right here, and I'll eat it later.
Set it right there. We'll figure it out.
I don't have cooties.
I didn't expect you to, but if you're not enjoying
I'm going to need a doctor's note telling me that you don't have cooties. Here's the problem.
I just didn't enjoy that, and I ate the entire thing anyway.
That's the issue that you have, is that you like to eat food.
I gotta stop.
It's his issue, too. That's why I picked a food to not eat anymore.
Yeah.
They should sit down with some Smarties.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, world. Snap's Pizza.
Yeah.
Smarties. If you grew up with eating it, it's your favorite food.
If you didn't, it's pretty mediocre.
If you've eaten it fresh in Pennsylvania before, you might still like it. Like, I like it.
I'm trying to think if there's anything in our hometown that wasn't just, like, chain restaurants.
Standard. I mean,
we had one pizza place.
We had the Channel Inn.
I guess, but that's still just bar food, basically.
Yeah. So, is this all of our snacks that we have?
I think that was it.
That was a 4-snack. Five snacks.
5 snacks.
All right, now I have a game. All right,
we're
everybody.
We're making a good time, too.
Yeah, right, everybody. Good
time. This game is called, Is It Food or Isn't It?
Oh, yes!
So, all each right. of you has to decide individually if mm-hmm. you think this thing is food or not.
Okay. So, we're supposed to be arguing about it? Is that...
Oh, sure, yeah. You make your argument.
It's like a diss or dab.
What if we disagree on every one of them?
No, that's fine. Whoever gets the most points wins at the end. But I'm gonna mark a little letter if you're right.
How do you get points?
Because there's 5 things. If you say yes, she says no, he says yes, whoever was right gets a point.
Oh, so these are objectively it is food or it isn't.
It is definitely food or
it is not. Because I feel like anything could be food.
No, but these are things that are made and, like, advertised as being sold in a package.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not.
Or not.
But maybe I should just answer yes, it's food for every one of them, because you made it sound there like it was.
Well,
she's making things difficult. Just start the game.
Okay.
I'm overthinking.
And I will even tell you the company that makes it.
Yeah, see, they're all going to be real. I don't know.
Okay.
Really can't imagine.
The first one is roast beef bubblegum. Is this food? The company is Accoutrement.
I feel like you know how to use Amazon, and these are all going to be food.
It sounds French.
Roast beef bubblegum. No, you know what it sounds like? Willy Wonka.
Well, it
oh man, it sure does.
It doesn't sound out of the norm. I'd say it's real.
I'm gonna go with real.
I'm going with not real.
Okay. So.
Because I know how much he likes Charlie says not
real.
Manny
says real. Gully says real. That is a real food.
Yeah.
They're all gonna be real food. This is real food. It's rigged. This is rigged.
So Amanda and Gully both get a point.
This is rigged.
The second food.
I should have known it when he said accoutrement, because he'd never come up with that.
Accoutrement.
Pork brains
uh-huh.
with milk gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's 100% food. That's definitely food.
Sure. Nah,
is there a brand on that, or just it's just a dish?
The brand is Rose.
No, I'm still going with
no, that. No, I have seen people cook that.
I'll say no just because.
No, that's definitely a thing.
Pork brains with milk gravy by Rose is an actual canned food
that
is sold in parts of the world.
Is it on Amazon? Did you get all these from Amazon?
No, I just Googled it.
So they're all real.
I did research.
He's admitted it. They're all real.
Well, it's,
I want to kick you out of this game right now because you're just a dick and I don't want to hear
this
it.
This is if it's like canned and actually processed made that way.
I see. Pork brains, though. A lot of cholesterol in brains from what I understand.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've never eaten brains.
I haven't had them.
I don't know if I'd like them.
I saw the Faces of Death with a little monkey. And he was all like, I'm a monkey. And then they hit him in the head and then they eat his brains.
Oh.
I have literally no idea.
Didn't they do that in Indiana Jones? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah.
But
it wasn't real.
Yeah,
they
did
it for real.
Remember when we were little, our grandpa used to threaten us with monkey brains for dinner?
Yeah, he sure did.
Like, if we were being bad, he's like, we're going to
wear monkey brains.
Where did he get monkey brains?
We were too little to know that he couldn't do that.
We were like six.
Where did he get monkeys?
We didn't know he couldn't acquire monkeys in Minnesota.
This is from the guy who literally gave us rocks for Christmas. He'd
get
a box,
there than here.
And he'd put a bunch of rocks in it, and then, like, paper towels, and then he'd wrap it in a box. And duct tape, just like six layers of duct tape.
He also did the used toilet paper thing where he put yellow and brown markers on toilet paper and wrapped that up for us.
Yeah, that was a Christmas present 1 year was used toilet paper.
He did. To be fair, he is really awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
He just also really likes fucking around with little kids' minds, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's the best part about
it. No, but what's awesome is we got that treatment, but his other grandchildren that are way younger than us, as far as I know, they don't get all that cool grandpa stuff.
Nah, it's because his parents hate him. Continue,
okay,
please.
Okay, the next item on the list is hamburger flavored ice cream.
Made by
Scoops.
No, I'm gonna say no.
Hamburger ice cream.
No, I'm not.
I can't see any advantage to putting those together, so I'm going with no.
Okay.
I don't see advantage to putting most of this crap together. I'm still saying yes.
You said yes.
Yeah.
Gully says no. Gully says no. No.
No.
It's not a food. All
right.
They do have a bacon jalapeno cheddar ice cream.
See, that
Scoops,
I believe.
But
that,
they do not have hamburger ice cream.
That makes more sense to me. I would eat bacon jalapeno cheddar, but I wouldn't eat hamburger.
Yeah, apparently meat does not taste good in ice cream.
I'm
there,
not surprised by this.
They tried it, but they're not selling it.
Yeah.
This is the last one.
The next one is pickle juice ice pops.
Yeah,
yes.
I
eat those. We had those in real life.
They're delicious. What's the brand? Is there a brand on those?
Pickle sickle.
Oh shit. They're real ones, they're not sold. That might be what I go with.
I'm still going with real.
No, they exist. I know they do. We bought them when we went roller skating when we were little in Girl Scouts. And they were like 2 for a quarter.
Yeah.
And these tiny little like condiment.
They just
dish things.
You know those like condiment cups that you get if you go to like Five Guys or whatever, you could put your ketchup or whatever in there. They would put pickle juice in those and freeze them and sell them to people.
And bought the crap out of it.
Pickle sickle makes me feel it's not real, but I'm still going with yes.
I am too. He didn't think it was real. Here's the. You guys can't see this.
No,
being
we've had this conversation before. If he
it's
think
funny
it's real,
though.
It's his own fault.
Because his face right now is like, this is a thing? It's very perplexed.
No,
I don't think
he
thought it was a thing.
I don't think we've talked about pickle juice popsicles.
We have. Yeah, we did.
It's basically brine. I mean, that's kind of disgusting.
No, they were amazing.
They're so good.
Well, what you did is you suck all the pickle juice out of it, and then you just, like, eat
so,
it. Like,
okay, so, yes.
I'm going to say no.
No, Gully says no.
No, they
I mean,
are
they're
real.
A thing, though.
The
but
ladies
your
are
version
correct.
Might be fake.
Yeah,
no, they're made by Pickle Sickle. And
that's
they're
a
sold.
Real thing?
They're sold. They're freeze pops.
Pickle
yeah.
Sickle.
That sounds amazing.
How do I get
you might be able to buy them on Amazon. We will find out later.
Mm-hmm. Now it's not, like, cold stuff like that.
Okay. And one more item on our list is habanero Kit Kat.
Yes.
Oh, they have so many different flavors.
That's true.
I'm gonna say yes.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Because I know they have a lot of flavors, but I don't know about that one.
Yes.
No, they don't.
Really?
They have jalapeno, but not jalapeno.
Oh, technicality!
Yep.
Trixie.
That's how it goes. So that was 5 items. Everyone did a wonderful job. Most of them, 2 people were right and 1 was wrong, except for the last one. So whoever has the most points, Holly has 3 points. Mm-hmm. Goalie has 2 points. And Amanda has 4 points. So Amanda wins our snack, which is another a half-eaten piece of sandwich.
Yeah, no,
you win the prize.
It tastes like vomit. I'm going to go ahead and just say no on that. Thank you.
You win
the prize is I made you dinner, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
I feel like a winner because I don't have to eat the other
half. What a day. I'm glad I had a game for everybody.
Yeah, that was good.
Did you guys enjoy the game?
Yes,
fun.
I enjoyed the game.
Okay.
We played a game last time, too.
Mm-hmm. We did. It was like facts about something or other, ourselves or each other.
He asked a question. We both answered it, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
I think you had to guess what each other's
answers
were.
Oh, we had to guess what each other's answers. It was like newly.
But you weren't happy to be on the podcast, so you were fighting.
No, I was like cranky and dumb at that point, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. We have successfully eaten 5 snacks and answered 5 questions about snacks.
Do we have a top 3?
Do we have a top 3? Anybody?
Top 3.
This is a moment of truth.
Have you done top 3 Pokemon?
We have not done top 3 Pokemon.
That sounds good.
Gully, are you in for top 3 Pokemon?
Gully's ready.
Yeah, I'm good on this.
Like, yeah.
All right, Gully, you go first.
I don't want to go first.
They don't have to be in any system.
Okay, then you go first.
Ditto. It's Ditto. Ditto's my favorite and will always be my favorite.
Well, that's your number one.
I don't care.
There's no specific order.
We're not.
Really.
Okay,
I don't
we're
know if you know the rules.
Because it's already going to be 12.
That's fine. I understand that.
No, but Ditto's 100% my favorite. It's a cute little pink blob, and I don't know why, but I love it.
It's
pink.
It's
purple.
Pink purple.
It's more purple depending on which version you had. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More purple.
Okay.
I don't want to start with my favorite one.
Don't.
We'll start with whatever one then.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
I've just now noticed your shirt. You've been wearing it the whole time you've been here, which has been literally hours.
It's a pretty cool shirt,
and I just noticed it. It's very nice. It's,
We should not describe it.
Yeah, it's just really good.
That's a great shirt.
Great shirt.
Why? Thank you.
Not my favorite, but I like the other brand better.
It's from T-Fury, I can tell you that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Ooh, we will put all the links to the gross foods Adam talked about in the podcast description.
Except for the delicious food that is Pickle-Sickles.
Well,
I mean, you can still put the link in there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
I don't know if any of you see those. If you don't go to the website, if you just pull it from iTunes, you probably don't see those descriptions. So, take an extra trot on over to ahapodcast.com. We always put links.
Links to the items, so if you'd like to purchase them, you can purchase them through those links.
Always have our snack up there. Sometimes it's a little too expensive, though, because they're all links to Amazon, because it's easiest.
Yeah. And you buy 30.
Yeah, you get, like, 16 of this snack you've never tried that we said was okay.
But, I did like the strawberry Pocky.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, Gully snack was good.
Yeah,
those peanuts,
and these,
though.
These are my favorite now.
You like Haichu?
I was going to grab the green tea Pocky. Mocha? Is that
Matcha?
Matcha. Yeah. I was going to grab that when I was at the Asian market. But I'm not a big fan of that either. And I was just...
Yeah, it just tastes like grass.
I tried to have green tea Kit Kats, and they were bad.
Yeah, they taste like grass.
But they were like $1 or $3 for one of them.
We didn't buy them, though.
No, someone gave me like one of their things, and I'm like, that's like $1 you're giving me, and it's not
really good. She did not care.
Yeah.
Her mom had a ton of money. They were always poor, and then she had a ton of money. She's like, just here, have all this stuff.
Okay.
I'm in.
So one of the Pokemon that I always used, no matter what generation, is Gengar.
Really?
Yes. Gengar is wonderful.
Gengar's cool.
Yeah,
right on.
He's really awesome.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. He'll be also in the fighting Pokemon game as well.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah. They're actually making like a 3D fighting game.
Like a Smash Brothers for Pokemon?
More like Virtual Fighter or Tekken, like that kind of style thing. And they use like their own special moves as part of their like move sets.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That'd be interesting for the really boring Pokemon. Like the ones that are like
big
rocks and stuff.
It's not for all Pokemon, they're only putting
only
so many
the interesting ones.
Right, like Pikachu will be in there.
Yeah, Pikachu's in everything.
So.
Mewtwo probably, Charizard, all the ones that everybody
likes. Yeah.
So my the first one of my top 3 Pokemon is a Pokemon that I have a very close connection with. I used him on my team for a very long time.
I know who this is.
And
don't you dare steal mine.
He's going to.
Yeah.
He'll pick whatever Pokemon he wants.
I'm
going to
pick my favorite Pokemon.
There's 600 other ones you can choose from.
I bred this Pokemon. This is the first Pokemon I ever bred to get a shiny one. And I named him Rage Quit when he was happy.
Oh my god, I remember.
This Pokemon is named Shuckle, and he is the best.
Shuckle.
Cute. Shuckle's so stupidly powered, just wonderful and beautiful.
Hey guys, I'm evolving, right? I'm evolving.
Sorry, Shuckle.
Everstone!
But the blue one is shiny.
It is. It's pretty.
The shiny one is blue. Pretty.
And you pissed a lot of people off in Pokemon battles using Shuckle. They're like, come on, Shuckle.
Yeah, Shuckle.
What a jerk.
I think there's a lot of things you're not allowed to use Shuckle in, like, competitions and stuff.
No, you are.
No, Shuckle's not restricted. There are things that are strong, but
he's just annoying.
He's like one of the highest defenses.
Yeah, he has the highest defense. But he only has, like, his hit points are really, really low.
Yeah.
But he has super strong defense.
Yeah. My first Pokemon I enjoy because he is always ready with a snack. This is Farfetch'd.
Yeah.
Because he has a leak with him.
Yeah.
And I like a bird that is prepared for snack time.
I think that Farfetch'd is actually prepared for his own being eaten. Because you cook a duck with leeks.
With leeks. I think he's prepared for a snack, and I'm leaving it that way. Because he's great.
Yeah. That's fair.
All right. Number two, well, second one on my list. I mean, I feel a little bad blowing my load right at the beginning with Ditto, but... Yeah, you really did. You're just like, don't Ditto, favorite one! Well, shit, who's left? No, I, probably number two is Pyroar. Yeah, I know it's, like, lions. One of the newest generations, but he's a lion, and a lion. I have a huge thing for lions, and I have a big collection of lions, so...
You won't find any new generation discrimination around here.
So, I have a very important question for you. If you were to die by being eaten by a lion, would that be okay with you?
Would you be mad about it?
Do I get to play with it first?
It gets you get to play with it.
It gets
insides.
To play with you.
Oh, then no.
It plays with you. If I was like running around and like playing with it like it was a cat, and then it decided to eat me, like I'd probably be okay with that.
Like if you were a lion tamer trainer.
If I was like chilling. Okay, so there's a bunch of people in Saudi Arabia who have like a bunch of rich people who have Instagram accounts that just have all their lions because they have a gajillion dollars and they've got lions and tigers and exotic pets.
Oh my.
And it's amazing and they're super popular on Instagram. So if I was like one of them, I just had some lions
like
to show
you guys running
me.
Through
by
the house
way,
and
rich
chased.
Dubai people with Instagram will make you hate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
They're just like, look at this casual picture of a thing that costs more than you'll ever make in your whole lifetime.
No, but a lot of people follow them on Instagram because they've got amazing just video and stuff, exotic animals being adorable, and if I were one of those people, if I just got to have an exotic animal as a pet, and then, like, one day it just got real mad and ate me, I'd be so okay with that.
So, I heard about, there's a cell phone, I'm not sure, this is from another podcast, but I don't know which one it was, but there's a cell phone that is, like, a high end, like, it's made of gold, and it has, like, ruby buttons on it, and it's, like, I don't remember the cost, like, $75,000.
Like, don't you have to get a case for that, though? Because gold is really... gold's damageable.
It's pretty valuable.
But it's like super... It's just the most luxury phone.
I feel like if I was going to spend all my money on a thing, like, it wouldn't be my phone.
Right.
No.
No, but they're for the people that have, like...
They already have all the expensive
they already
things.
Have all
what else
like,
can
what
I
else
spend a ton
spend
of money on?
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I feel like it'd be a good idea to make something and then just sell it for a ton of money. And then when one person buys it, you're like, yes.
Yeah, but nobody's going to buy it.
Why?
Because why would they?
Because it costs a lot. Sometimes people buy shit just because it costs a lot.
Yeah, it'd be hard to get it in front of the right eyes for that, though.
Yeah. Well, you just got to get it in front of one pair of eyes that want it.
You're like the people who build websites just to advertise really expensive shit, hoping somebody buys it, and then they make, well, like,
that's me.
$100
yeah,
commission.
That works.
Alright, next Pokemon.
I'll just say my first one, like number one. I'll just skip to it. It's another Gen 1. I could pick Gen 1 all day, but I have one from the latest Gen 2 that I really like, so we'll go to there. But it's the very first Pokemon I've ever gotten. Since then I've always had and always will. He's still part of my keychain. Since day one, it's Squirtle.
Squirtle
is literally the best Pokemon.
Now, would you join the Squirtle squad?
Hell yes.
What?
I have the glasses.
What? So what happened? Would your glasses be?
Oh, the triangle ones.
Maybe the
of course.
Triangle ones?
Heck yeah. Because
you could have special ones, like a star or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. I have a t-shirt. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Squirtles.
Yep, sounds correct.
Yep.
So that was your first starter Pokemon?
Yeah, it was,
I think mine
actually.
Was Bulbasaur.
Really?
I think mine was Bulbasaur
always
too.
Lean towards grass types. Yeah.
My second game was Bulbasaur.
I always like any...
Yeah, it's because grass type is easy mode.
I always take the grass type if they have Leech Seed. Otherwise,
my,
I don't bother.
My first Pokemon was, unfortunately, fucking Pikachu, because I was given
Pokemon
Yellow,
Yellow
as my very first
yellow.
Version,
oh.
And I had
red,
stupid Pikachu.
Yellow.
Here's some Pokemon news. So, the next game they're making is Pokemon Yellow 3D.
Oh, but I hated yellow. I hated it so much, you guys. But are they gonna fuck it up like they did the
Alpha, probably.
Sapphire, Omega, Ruby,
or
whatever?
Or hey, Pikachu.
I've only played like 1 hour of Ruby or of Ruby. Yeah.
Hey, X if anybody really out good. In podcast land wants to buy me that little Pikachu Tamagotchi dude, I am not gonna be sad about it because that was my favorite thing in the whole world.
You didn't even own that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, the Pikachu Pika Walker?
No, you didn't. I owned it.
No, I know. I lost it. I had Jameson's for a long time.
Yeah, but it wasn't yours.
Well, whatever.
I had it. I had it for 3 days, and I freaking lost it.
He'd brush his teeth, and sometimes you'd see him on the toilet, and he would sleep.
Guys, that really
and it was
amazing. It's literally
was the best
a Tamagotchi
toy.
Pikachu.
Basically,
oh,
okay.
So
it was
good.
So
okay.
great.
So my number two Pokemon in my top three is... It is a first generation Pokemon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is a normal type Pokemon,
mm-hmm,
and it is
mm-hmm.
my
is your spirit Pokemon.
My spirit Pokemon, who is the embodiment of everything that I wish to be, and it is Snorlax.
With leftovers.
You were in that shirt the other day with it on it too.
On the pocket.
I made that.
She made that.
I made
oh,
that.
Did you really?
Yeah,
that's
I did.
Awesome.
Wait, what? I made him a shirt with the Snorlax on the pocket.
I haven't seen this. You need to show me after the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will show you after the podcast is complete. Oh no, I have to pick another Pokemon. You guys don't have very strong feelings about any one Pokemon. I mean, I picked Farfetch'd because he has snacks.
I can help you with
snacks.
The one you liked a lot when we were
Yeah,
younger.
When I was a kid, I liked Gloom.
Yeah,
but
you
I'm
love
over
Gloom.
No, but Gloom's cute. It drools.
Yeah,
it
no.
drools.
I know.
Let me think.
You can't pick it now.
Yeah,
cause...
I know. Yeah.
I made some of those.
Yeah,
I have some too.
I'm going to go with Jigglypuff, just because I feel bad for you.
I'm going with anime version Jigglypuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Not the game.
Where
he's all about
singing
the
into a marker and getting real sad when
and then he gets mad, then he draws at everybody's face. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I'm okay with Jigglypuff.
Okay.
My last answer depends on your last answer, so I'm glad that you'll go first.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another one that I give enough of a crap about.
I can
yeah,
give you some time. So this one's not even a starter. Like you always pick the starters and you always pick a actually, this is one from the latest one, and is overlooked by some people, but if I get it early, I'll always use it. Tone Edge.
Tone Edge is
good.
Wonderful.
Badass.
It's like a ghost metal, is it?
Yeah,
what
steel
it is?
Ghost, yeah.
A steel ghost? Yeah. That oh, so
he's,
awesome.
He's really like the Aegis Slash.
The third version
is
yeah.
like, it was used for a long time in the tournament scene, but
yeah.
I haven't followed it forever, so I don't know, but he was
oh, okay.
Big
well,
well,
no,
I
he
wanna,
was just, yeah, well, it's such a great one.
I want to change my mind from the last one. I changed my mind a little Spiral Eye Bear. What's his
oh,
name?
Spinda.
Oh, Spinda.
Spinda.
Yeah,
I don't
Spinda's
know.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's like, he's about to fall over.
He's like, I'm, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Oh, no.
I okay. tried to get a shiny one of those for a long time,
you
too.
You did. It never worked out. You
no.
should have, like, statistically, with all the spinners that you bred, you should have had a shiny one. You never did?
No.
Do you have another one?
Yeah. What is it? It's the one that breaks my heart the most.
Oh.
It's Cubone.
Oh.
Where
is this
long
story? Pokemon Origins.
Yeah.
The Cubone episode was so good.
Did
you watch
Pokemon
Origins?
No, I'm too scared. I will cry.
No,
it's really good.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Cubone is adorably heartbreaking, because... I mean, if you're wearing your mom's skull, like, damn it!
it's either that or it's very Norman Bates.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm going to go with heartbreaking.
But,
kind of
but
pretend
yeah,
to
Pokemon
be his
Origins.
Mom.
Yeah,
it's
have,
four
it's really
episodes.
Good.
It's like an hour and a half total.
Okay.
It's really good.
It's
psychology.
Honestly,
it's literally
like,
red and blue.
It's the games.
Yeah, it's the games.
Okay.
It's
the
awesome.
Storyline of the games.
So good. Plus, it's the first time you actually see the Mega Evolutions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks
really
for the spoiler,
I feel like I'm the
Goli.
Only person who
just
doesn't
saying.
Really care about the Mega.
It's been a while.
I don't like them either. I'm over the Mega.
Okay, so I have a third Pokemon.
You should eat more Smarties.
And somehow this
you
Pokemon is also a Generation 1 Pokemon. And also a normal-type Pokemon. And was,
Is it what I think it is?
I don't know. It's Chansey.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I like Chansey because in the anime she wears the cute little
She's
nurse.
She's the nurse.
That was going to be my next pick if you didn't have it. So now I have to come up with number three.
What did you think I was going to pick?
No, I didn't know. I was hoping it would be that, but now I have to come up with something else.
Oh. Didn't you already have Spinda and Jigglypuff?
No.
And then...
I changed out Spinda for Jigglypuff.
Another number one?
We have retconned.
I thought you
said
it was only three, Holly.
What are you
Didn't
talking
you say
about,
that
Jigglypuff? You know what?
Before we...
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I did say that.
But now you're unsaying it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering.
All right, what's your last one?
What is my last one? I really like Chansey.
You don't even have an answer.
You can say Chansey.
Chansey? I can't.
Yeah, we can both have the same favorite
it's
Pokemon.
It's true, you can.
No,
and you already did say three others, technically.
I feel like there were a lot of really cute ones that I'm forgetting. Especially with fairy
type. I tend to like Pokemon not based on how they perform, but how adorable they are.
Yeah, me too. I don't care at all how good they are, because here's how I play Pokemon. All the attack moves.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And type matchings, I'll just out-level them. That's better. level 40 against level 20, doesn't matter what type it is, I'm probably going to beat it. Probably.
Unless you're a normal
I
type.
I know, here,
I'll pick
ghost.
One for you. Magikarp.
Don't choose that.
Why would you
why would you? Because Magikarp is the strongest Pokemon in the whole game.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Porygon? Yeah.
Magikarp is
ooh,
not
I have another
oh
number one.
Oh my god, I spent so much time in the casinos trying to get Porygon.
Porygon
so
Z.
So much time.
That's my other number one.
Oh yeah, you did like Porygon Z a lot. I think your other picks were good though.
I like normal type Pokemon. That's just how I do it.
I'm surprised no one said Eevee. I love Eevee.
Me? Don't care about Eevee.
Yeah, no.
I know I'm supposed to.
I love Eevee.
I just listened to a podcast.
So like Leafeon and Glaceon.
Yeah,
and
I just listened to a podcast the other day where they talked about Pokemon and the person was saying that her favorite Pokemon was Eevee. But
there's a lot of people that like Eevee.
We played the game to get Mewtwo and then to beat our friends over the link cable with Mewtwo. Because that's the only Pokemon we cared about. After you could get Mewtwo, that's all we wanted.
That's all you needed.
Yeah.
Well, in the first generation, nothing could beat Mewtwo.
No. It wasn't gonna. You can't.
Psychic type
well,
was overpowered.
And it's so hard to catch Mewtwo.
Yeah,
and then,
I
like, you'd
Alexander
accidentally
and
catch it with,
that.
Like, a Pokeball. You'd be like, what have I been doing all this time?
Yeah.
Or you just use your Master
yeah.
Ball.
Yeah.
I accidentally used my Master Ball on a Goldeen once because I didn't know. It was the first time I ever played the game and I was, like, 10 and I didn't know what the Master Ball did.
Oh, I caught that easily.
Yeah, I didn't know I only got one. So I had, like, a level 21 Goldeen or something.
You used to play the Pokemon card game back in the day? I was a Vulpix collector.
Mm-hmm.
They had about 20 different styles of Vulpix. My favorite one was it had a Pokeball in its mouth.
Oh,
it was very cute.
I like Vulpix.
Adorable.
Yeah,
adorable.
Vulpix is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Word. Then they all got stolen.
So we've all picked our top three.
No, it's time to turn it into nail polish hour. Nail polish hour. There's just so many other Pokemon. Are you even aware of how many other Pokemon?
Yeah, there's like 700.
There's at least 150 or more.
Or more.
Or are you still waiting for your dumb
isn't
third
there one?
One
that looks like a frying pan with an egg in it? Like there's always those, right?
That's... I actually like the key one. What's
Klefki.
That's what I was trying to think of. I want to say Klefki because he's so sad when you beat him because he drops his keys.
So freaking cute.
He drops his keys.
Yep.
They have the wind chime one.
Well, unless you don't have animations
all right.
on.
Which okay, everyone.
No, we're not done.
We're only 42 minutes in.
Man.
And it's literally my
Guys,
bedtime in 8 minutes from
whatever.
Now.
All
right. Well, whatever. If anybody is listening to this podcast from In Max Polish, where I kind of plugged it. Hi, guys.
I'm going to go. Yeah, I don't think they made it this far. I'm going to go paint my nails because that's what I do now.
I'm going to continue doing my vacation thing. Which
yeah,
is
vacation for the next just forever.
Six
basically.
Weeks, yeah.
That might as well be forever.
We get to go on our vacation in a couple weeks from now.
Yeah, 2 weeks from now we will be in the midst of things.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, Luke said
I'll
he
be
might
moving.
Be on the same plane as
you'll
us.
You'll be on your way to day two.
He's like, when is your plane leaving or whatever? And I was like, oh, I don't know when it's leaving, but I know we get there at about 1 on Thursday. And he's like, yeah, that's when my plane gets in, too.
I think it's the only one.
It might be. Is it a, do you know if it's Allegiant?
It's Allegiant, yeah.
Yeah, we're probably on the
everybody
same plane
flies
then.
Allegiant. That's the only flight that goes from here to Vegas in any
okay.
amount of time.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening
we'll
for 43 minutes
later.
Of a podcast. And, later.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.